Blog Talk Radio.
Of Jawanza for Life. Thank you so much for tuning in. You will be glad that you did. As I stated, this is a very special edition of Jawanza for Life. The word has gone out and the calls have come in. My special guest today, I know you know who you're waiting to hear, but my special guest today, I've got to give him an introduction. He's a powerful brother. He is a brother that is in this lifetime, I would have to say, in this lifetime, is the sage of the age, for lack of a better term. My special guest has authorized over 40 books and is a leading international spiritual teacher for over 41 years and head of the Aseraset Society, a leader in Kemetic spiritual teachings with chapters in over 25 cities around the USA and around the world. He's author of the Meduna Tear series, best-selling series. He's author of 40 books. I could take the whole time just going down the list of books that he's written. But I'm going to get to my guest because I know you've called in and you're ready to hear from Shechem or Shechem, Ra'un Nefer Amen. Brother, thank you so much for being my guest today. I say our guest today because this is our show. Thank you for being our guest today. And we're ready to sit at your feet. There's a celebration about to take place. And I want to say thank you, Anetra Rock. I bow to you, my brother. Thank you for being our guest on Jawanza for Life today.
Thank you for having me on today. Appreciate it very much.
It's an honor and a pleasure. Also on the line is Hekshepsu Haru, Chekame Abnater. He'll be sharing information with our listeners so that they can take part in this awesome celebration that's about to take place in Washington, D.C. tomorrow on Saturday, April the 18th. You're going to be in Washington, D.C. There's a celebration going on. It's celebrating around a brand-new book that you've written called Stress-Free for Life. That is an awesome, awesome title, brother, and I know that the listeners can't wait to hear about this celebration that's going to take place in Washington. It's called Stress-Free for Life, Manage Stress, and It Will Hurt You, Might Even Kill You. Awesome title. So, again, I just want to say thank you for being my guest. Shechem, what actually inspired you to write this book at this time?
Well, Jawanza, you know, as you know, so I've devoted my life the past 41 years. I would say 95% of my books have dealt with, you know, spirituality, especially from an ancient Egyptian, a Kemetic perspective, you know, and the spiritual teachings of Taoism, Qigong, and things of that nature, yoga, and so on. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that when we look at the demographics, we find that the people that are interested in helping themselves, developing themselves, the majority of such people do not gravitate, you know, they do not respond readily and deeply to a perspective that comes from, you know, a specific spiritual tradition, Buddhist or Kemetic or Christian or whatever, you see? The majority of people, with good reasons, you know, they can respond, you know, readily to information that is rooted in science. You see that?
Correct.
And over the years, you know, from the time I started to the present, little by little, the scientific community has been catching up with the ancient spiritual traditions. You see that? Especially in the past 20 years, you know, there have been such, you know, advances in the understanding of the human brain. Well, the brains of all creatures and things of that nature, and therefore the understanding of how, you know, behavior, you know, relates to specific parts of the brain and unknown to the public, there has been a lot of, you know, studies documenting the effect of meditation and stress and so forth with the brain, tying it into the ancient spiritual teachings. So what I did in this book here was to present to the reading audience, you see, a totally scientific, you know, book that will help them to understand, you know, one of the biggest threats to their well-being, you see, mental, physical, emotional, social, which is stress. And, you know, we all use the word, oh, I'm so stressed, this is so stressful, and so forth. And when you get into the science of it, people will be amazed to find out that hardly anybody really understands what stress is. You know, we kind of know,
yes,
when the average person says, I'm so stressed, this is stressful, they are identifying very accurately what is going on, something is wrong with them, but exactly what it is and the deep consequences of it is not clear to them. So in this book, I give the, from the perspective of the brain and the nervous system, you know, I give the latest findings of how stress, you see, actually destroys people's health. It's a leading cause of illness. Or if you contract an illness from other perspective, let's say from poor diet or an infection or whatever, stress will keep you from healing yourself. And stress will actually give you depression and make you suicidal and homicidal. You see that?
Yes, sir.
And since stress is in the life of everybody, it is the leading cause of illness and death and needs to be identified, put up there with cancer and heart, cardiovascular disease and, you know, pneumonia and tuberculosis and the infectious, you know, pandemics. Stress needs to be put alongside, has to be given that status. You see that? And once we understand that stress is so damaging, it is not enough to manage it. We got to eradicate it from our lives. So that's why I write a book that, you know, stress, you know, free for life, meaning don't manage stress. You see that? Because if you, what people call stress management is doing something that kind of like relieves the stress after it has done its damage. You see that? Sorry. So the thing is that you don't want to manage stress. That's like if you're sitting on an attack. If you're sitting on an attack and it hurts your buttocks, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't manage the pain. You don't take painkillers. You get off the track and remove it. You see that? So once we understand stress, exactly what it is from a physiological perspective, and when we know the scientific methods which shake hands with ancient meditation teachings documented by modern science, then we know that we can eliminate stress. Wouldn't it be wonderful for people to be able to go through day to day in the midst of all the challenges, you know, financial, relationships, whatever, and not suffer emotional pain from it? You with me?
Yes, sir.
Not get sick from these challenges. This is why I wrote this book. You see that? And I wanted to write it from a scientific perspective so that I can reach people no matter what their belief system is or, you know, whatever, because oftentimes the belief system keeps you from embracing the teachings, good teachings from other, you know, camps, you know?
Yes, sir.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry, I have a little cold. Yeah, I had a very long weekend. You know,
mm-hmm.
I traveled.
Yes, sir.
You know, I got very little sleep. I had to attend a funeral out of town, and so I have a little cough that I'm recovering from.
Okay, no problem.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, it's so interesting that you approached it from this scientific perspective, because in one of your other writings, you had mentioned that people can argue over whether it's hot or cold, but they can't argue, say, whether it's 32 degrees outside. That can't be an argument.
Yeah.
If it's 32 degrees, it's 32 degrees regardless. If something can argue over if something's heavy or light, but they can't argue over whether it's 75 pounds. But
well, I'm glad you bring that up, because some people might say that they might talk about something called righteous anger, that it's
mm-hmm.
okay to have righteous anger. But if I show you that anger of any kind is destroying your brain, your nervous system, your immune system, your liver, if I give you the science of that, then there's no such thing as a righteous anger. It's killing you.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Making you sick. So that's the
mm-hmm.
importance of the scientific approach.
Mm. You know, that whole scientific approach is something that is universally accepted science. You can't argue with science. But, again, when it comes to opinions and, you know, different belief systems, like you mentioned, you know, one religion may say something, another religion may say something else. But this whole idea of stress affects everybody, regardless of race, regardless of gender, regardless of that nationality, and you're saying that it doesn't have to. And the interesting thing I thought about what you said in your book on just even the title, you have stress-free for life. I mean, that is like, so you never have to be stressed again. So at this lecture celebration, this book party that's going to be in Washington, D.C. tomorrow, you're going to talk about, and in the book is given instruction, the tools on how you can actually be stress-free for life. And if followed, if these techniques are applied, then people can actually live a successful life and never have to worry about stress again.
Yes, I give a four-part meditation. I give detailed instructions on how to meditate to remove the stress responses. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There are certain meditations, techniques, and certain ways of thinking, certain, you know, concepts that you have to make real in your life. And once you put those concepts in your mind and meditate a certain way, you know, and then I also give some supplements that you can that can heal your brain and optimize your brain function, detoxify the brain, re-energize
mm-hmm.
the brain. And meditation itself has been shown scientifically to actually grow the gray matter, you know, which is those brain tissues and cells responsible for your intelligence, meaning that, you know, it has been documented scientifically, and I give all the documentation in my book so people can go back and check the scientific journals where this information has been recorded, because if something can increase the volume of gray matter in your brain, that means that your IQ has bumped up tremendously.
Wow.
And you see that? And man survives by his intelligence. You see that? Okay, not by his physical force, but by his mental force. You see that? The spiritual force. So the thing is that I teach you the meditation techniques that have been, you know, and there are all kind of meditations, right? But I give you the meditation techniques that have been subjected to scientific studies so that you will be confident that when you perform this meditation 20 minutes every day, after several weeks, months, or so forth, you know, you're going to improve your life, your brain function, your emotions, and things like that, and the life of the people that you share this with. So this is, you know, in the 41 years that I've been teaching, you know, spirituality, we have used these same techniques and tested them, but from a specific spiritual tradition. But I wanted to have something that is totally scientific. So whether you're Christian, Buddhist, you know, Muslim, Hebrew, Israelites, or whatever, you know, nobody is going to argue with 2 plus 2 is 4. You know, it's pure science.
Correct. You know, I want everybody that's online, I want everybody to just get some paper and pen, because I'm going to give you some information. Also on the line with Shechem Shechem Ra Unef Amen is Hekshemsu Heru Shechem Me'ab Neter. Brother, welcome also to Jawanza for Life. He's got some information. I want to just share some information concerning the celebration. I want to call it a celebration in Washington tomorrow. Shechem Shechem Ra Unef Amen is going to be there. This is his new book called Stress Free for Life. You've got to get the book. And they're going to be having a great big celebration in Washington tomorrow. So if you're in the area, you definitely want to get over there. If you're in Baltimore, you want to make it down, because this is Shechem Shechem's celebration of his brand new book. And there's going to be a lecture and a book party. Hekshemsu Heru, are you there?
Yes, sir. And thank you for having us on the show.
Not a problem. Thank you for being there, my brother. If you don't mind, if you could share just some of the details concerning the lecture tomorrow, the celebration tomorrow, the time and where it's going to be, and a number for people to call if they want more information.
Yes, the program is going to be tomorrow, Saturday, the 18th, at 5:30 p.m. We're going to have the book signing. And then at 6:30, we're going to have the lecture by Ram Nefarmen. And it's going to be at the Osara Seth Society Complex, which is 6224 3rd Street, Northwest D.C. Many folks know of it as Sinbad, because here we also have a vegetarian cafe and a health food store. So as you mentioned, it can be a celebration. People can come over and feed their physical body and also get that nourishment for the brain in that workshop that's going to occur tomorrow. And the admission for the workshop itself is $10. The book signing, they can come and get that done the hour before at 5:30, and then the workshop itself is 6:30, and there's a $10 admission on that.
Okay. Well, Shechem Shechem, if you could, thank you, Hekshemsu Heru, for that. Shechem Shechem, if you could you just discuss briefly the role that the identification with your self, the role that that plays in this discussion, just, you know, how you view yourself, whether you view yourself as a human or whether you view yourself as a divine being, and the role that that plays, that information plays in this discussion on stress, being stress-free for life?
Yes. You know, in all of my other books, some 30-something books, whatever, close to 40 books, you know, I deal a lot with the divine identity of man. You see that?
Yes.
In this book here, which is totally science-based, you know, the scientific community takes a position that, you know, whatever we're going to argue, we have to be able to demonstrate it. You see that? So the thing is that, you know, I cannot demonstrate the divinity in man the way I can demonstrate the existence of oxygen and hydrogen. You see that?
Correct.
So, but what I do in this book here, you know, I give certain information. You know, part of the strategy, the psychological strategy for eliminating stress from your life is knowing what within you can identify with and what you can't identify with. You see that? And among the things that I give that you should not identify with, you know, are the activities of certain brains within you. I teach people that they don't have one brain with different components. When you study, you know, the evolution of brains, meaning the same way that in nature we have evolution of species, you know, reptiles, mammalians, and hominids, and, you know, birds and fish and so on, you know, each one making its appearance at different times in the evolutionary scheme, okay? There are different brains that make the appearance evolutionary, meaning that, you know, if you open up the skull of a human being, you know, we find that there are a brain inside there, which is might be, let's say, 10% of man's brain, but it's 100% of the brain of a reptile.
Correct.
And we call it the reticular formation or the reptilian brain, the R complex or the, you know, the reptilian brain. And then we have what they call the limbic brain, or midbrain in man, which makes up the major functions of the brain of a beast, of mammals, cows, dogs, horses, lions, and so on. And then we have the cerebral cortex, which, you know, makes up the major function of the brain of early or primitive man. And
yes,
and
sir.
This and the, you know, and the brain that is responsible for our, you know, higher morality and spirituality is a prefrontal cortex, a very thin sliver of tissue on the forehead. And each of these brains, the R complex, the limbic brain, the cerebral cortex, and the prefrontal cortex, they appear at different times in evolution. So it's not like there was one brain with different parts all at one time. No, these brains made appearance at different times. And what people have to understand is that, you know, when you are challenged, when you have a social challenge, like, you know, you just lost your job, right? You know, if you respond, your emotional response to losing your job, you see that, comes from the two animal brains within you. And those animal brains were created, you know, 250 million years ago or 500 million years ago and passed on to man. And those brains were created to give a physical response to a physical challenge.
Yes, sir.
You see it? But
yes, sir.
People are confronted, the 99% of the challenges that we are confronted with, and, you know, are social, intellectual, moral, and spiritual challenges, requiring an intellectual, a moral, a spiritual response. But the brains that respond are the animal brains. In other words, the anger, the fear, the worry, the grief, you know, the frustration, and so forth. These are activities of the animal brain within you. Not suited at all for the, you know, for man's life. And it is the dysfunctional response of these animal brains within people that we call stress. You see that? So once you understand that, then you will understand that stress is not a normal or natural response. You see that? Because stress is killing you. It's damaging the brain, destroying your intelligence, your health, your vitality, you know? And then what happens is that, you know, because you don't understand the neurochemistry and the biology and the physiology of behind our, you know, so-called stress and emotional responses, we glorify them. You know, we use anger and worry and grief to validate, you see, to give value. In other words, you know, I love you, therefore I worry. But worrying is destroying my brain and my health. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
I show that I care by nurturing, you know, fear, you know, or worry,
mm-hmm,
or grief.
Mm-hmm.
But these emotions, when you understand them from a biological perspective, they're destroying your health, shrinking your brain, and so on, you know. And then we make things worse by them now consuming certain substances, alcohol, too much caffeine, tobacco, marijuana, and, you know, sugar, and so forth. And I show in my book how these substances further damage brain structures and open you up to, makes you more vulnerable to having a stress response, and how the stress response in turn make you crave the alcohol,
mm-hmm,
the tobacco, and the sugar, and so forth. So you create, you get caught up in a vicious cycle. You see that?
Sure.
So with this book, I'm looking to give people a way out. I've given a way out to thousands of people in the past 41 years who voluntarily subscribed to my committed spiritual teachings, but the bigger world out there, I can only reach them by giving them the same information but science-based. So I hope they can come out tomorrow in D.C. and so we can initiate the dialogue, you know.
Well, you've definitely given the listeners a taste of what they're going to get at the celebration tomorrow, and for everybody who's in parts of the country and the world where you can't attend the workshop tomorrow, you definitely can get the book. And I'm going to have Shechem Meir Mater share with us again how you can do that. But while you have while I have you on the phone, while you have your pad and paper ready, just want to just give these announcements because you definitely want to be in tune for this. This Tuesday upcoming, Sanu Parah Keperon is going to be my special guest. He comes on every third Tuesday. He's going to be talking about Bazi astrology. That's going to be from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern time this Tuesday, April the 21st. That's this Tuesday and every third Tuesday. Write that down on your calendar because you definitely don't want to miss that show. Also, on Friday, April the 24th, Shechem Tepraim Sa'ah is going to be my special guest. He's going to be doing hosting a workshop called A Healthy and Vital Brain, and that's going to be from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern time on Friday, April the 24th. Again, that's going to be with Shechem Tepraim Sa'ah. And if you go back and check the archives out, you will see that there are all kinds of shows that we have with the Shechems and the Orwas. Just did an awesome show with Orwa Hehi Tahuti Kamau talking about the Atefu conference. If you missed that, that's also in the archives, okay? And there was also, we did a workshop, we've been doing, not a workshop, but another interview with Orwa Hehi Meturan Comet. He's been doing the 11 Laws of God. We're up to the Law of Geb. That's going to be the next one that we do. So go back and check out the archives. We've got tons and tons of shows on that. Back on March the 5th, I interviewed Hekshem Suharu, Shechem Meir Mater on the Ra and Osirian initiation systems. That's also archived. So you definitely want to go back and listen to those shows because there's a wealth of information. Shechem and Shechem's teachers have been definitely teaching. And so I want to just say a netzarach to the teachers, the Orwas, and the Shechems for the work that they've been doing. And if Hekshem Suharu, if you don't mind, if you could please give the information one more time for the listeners that are going to be in the D.C. area and those in Baltimore and surrounding areas that plan on attending the celebration tomorrow, the time and the address and a phone number for more information.
So, again, the program is going to be at 6224 3rd Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., and the book signing will be at 5:30 p.m., and the lecture will begin at 6:30 p.m. There's a $10 donation for the lecture, and the phone number for more information will be 202-630-2507. That's 202-630-2507. The books will be available for sale, and for those who may not be able to get to them, they can go online and order the books at TauiNetwork.com. That's TauiNetwork.com, TauiNetwork.com.
Thank you so much, everybody. I hope you got that down. That's going to be an awesome, awesome celebration. I encourage everybody to get out there. And if you can't make it to the celebration, you definitely have to get the book. This is information that can help you in your life. It can help the lives of your children because you definitely want to be able to leave something that can be passed on for years and years and years and years, and knowledge can be just that. Shechem and Shechem, I know that you know you're on a schedule, and I thank you so much for the time that you've taken to share with our listeners. I know you're very busy, and I'm just humbled and honored that you've taken time out to be our special guest this afternoon. Would you have any parting words?
Yeah. First of all, thank you for having me on and for helping us get this, you know, word out to the public. And I'd just like to leave the readers, you know, with the understanding that to focus on the fact that the more progress that science is making, is in understanding, you know, life and understanding man science is validating, you know, ancient truths, spiritual truths, you know. So they need to do a lot of research, you know, connecting, you know, the latest scientific finding, especially about the brain and behavior and health, and connect it to the ancient teachings, because that is one of the things that is missing. You know, the ancient spiritual teaching is missing in people's lives. You know, people, you know, are, you know, looking for solutions. And,
yes.
And right now, the world is going through very troubled. These are very troubling times. You know, you turn on the news and we see the deepest amount of suffering and inhumanity and things of that nature. And, you know, the people that are in charge are totally at a loss as to what to do to stop the problem, to change things. You see that? And
yes, sir.
The change is going to be in the hands of the people. But the people are going to have to arm themselves with, you know, the great treasure of ancient teachings, okay? And of course, lots of people have a very healthy skepticism about ancient teachings because a lot of it is mixed in with, you know, a lot of superstitious stuff and, you know, things that are just not real. But with science, they can help to weed out and see what, you know, in the ancient teachings, you know, is of great value. And because we need to begin to change this world.
Well, Shechem Shechem, you have definitely, with the literature that you've put out there for us, you've definitely given us the tools to know ourselves, to become divine, and as a result of that, presenting a vehicle through which God can work to experience its divinity here through us, and so that we can be successful. And for all of the works that you've done, the sacrifices that you've made on behalf of us, the patience that you have exhibited in dealing with us, for all of the writings, for all of the hours spent researching and, you know, all of the things that you have done for the Osirisset Society, and as a result, the planet, I would like to say, Tuanater, thank you so much for everything that you've done. I wish you could see this board. The phone lines are packed, and I'm sure there are more that I can't see. So the listeners have responded. They heard you were coming on, and they responded. And I know I wish we had more time, but because I know somebody wants to say hi to you or just speak to you. But to all of the listeners who tuned in, I'd like to say thank you. For all of the people who shared the link when you saw it, thank you so much. And Shechem Shechem, again, a Netzarach to you, because, again, without you, so many lives that you've touched you've touched so many lives in such a positive way that, you know, we can't even imagine where we would be without your teachings.
Thank you very much, sir. Peace
thank
and blessings.
You.
To you
That's
and your audience. Okay.
Thank you so much. Everybody, that was Shechem Shechem, Ra'un Nefer, Amen. Spiritual leader of the Osirisset Society. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Hechem Suharu, are you still with me?
Yes, sir, I am. Thank you for having
okay.
me.
Okay. Certainly. I'd like for you, if you would, to give the information again for those, because I've seen some people who just tuned in a little bit late. I saw them pop up on the screen here. If you could give the address and the celebration information again for those, and then I will give the information again for those who might not have heard the archives, heard me mention, I'm going to mention it again. But if you would please give the information concerning the Stress-Free for Life celebration, the book party that's going to take place tomorrow in Washington, D.C.
Okay, so the location is going to be 6224 3rd Street, Northwest, D.C., and some people know that as the Sinbev Wellness Complex. This is where we have our vegetarian cafe and our health food store. It's also the center for the Osirisset Society. And that time is going to be 5:30 p.m. Shechem Meshechem. Ram Ephraim will be signing books from 5:30 till 6:30. And then at 6:30, he's going to start the lecture on his latest book, Stress Free for Life. There's a $10 donation for the workshop in terms of the lecture itself. The books will be available for sale. And again, if individuals are unable to purchase the book from us tomorrow and they want to order it offline, they can go to www.TauiNetwork.com. And that's Taui as TauiNetwork.com. And thank you again.
Again.
The number for more information is 202-630-2507.
Okay. Everybody, I want to thank you as well, and I want to just give this information again because it's very, very important that you know what's coming up. We've got some special shows lined up for you. Again, this Tuesday coming up, okay, we've got another powerful show. Sanu Parah is going to be my special guest. Sanu Parah Keparak. He's a regular monthly guest on Juwanza for Life. Now, he comes on every third Tuesday. So he's going to be on this Tuesday, April the 21st, from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You might want to write that down, put it on your calendar so you don't forget. That's Sanu Parah Keparak. We'll be talking about Bazi astrology. That's this Tuesday, April 21st, from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, also, on Friday, April the 24th, Shechem Tepraim Sa'ah is going to be my special guest, and the topic will be A Healthy and Vital Brain. That show is going to be from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time also. Again, that's Friday, April the 24th, from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shechem Tepraim Sa'ah will be discussing A Healthy and Vital Brain. And I want to encourage you to go back again and check out the archives. We have done some fabulous shows with the Osiriset Society, and, I mean, these are life-changing shows. Just recently, I just interviewed Shechem Tahuti Kamau for the Atefu conference, and the information was so powerful. He was just talking about what they were going to be talking about at the workshop, and it was powerful. Okay, so you want to go back and check out that interview. That's in the archives. Again, it's the Atefu conference. He was just talking about what they were going to be talking about. And I guarantee you that if you listen to that show, you're going to also be blessed. Also, Owa Hehi Metura and Comet is a regular on Juwanza for Life. For the past year, we've been talking about the 11 laws of God, just been going down the list, breaking them down from Amen all the way down to Geb. Okay, we've actually got Geb left to go. And so as soon as his schedule permits, I'll have him back, and we will continue with the 11 laws of God. But you can go back and look at the archives and just scroll on down and see. You can go all the way back and start from Amen and work your way forward. Also, on March the 5th, did an awesome interview with Hekshemsu Heru, Shechem Me'ab Neter. We were discussing the Ra and Osirian initiation systems. Okay, that was on. All you have to do is go to the archives, just scroll down, you'll find it. That's Hekshemsu Heru, Shechem Me'ab Neter. We discussed the Ra and Osirian initiation systems. And so we just want to say thank you to all of the listeners, for everybody again, for all of your support for this show. Thank you for all of those who, again, shared the link, share the information, because you know somebody that needed to hear this. And, again, definitely make it a point to get out to Washington, D.C. tomorrow over the Sinbab complex, because Ahunefa Amen, Shechem Meshechem, is coming to town, D.C. So get ready for him. Make it a point to be there and share this information. Shechem Hekshem Suharu, any parting words?
Oh, I just want to thank you again for having us on tonight. A point of clarity for when you mentioned about the Atefu conference with Owa Tahuti Kamau, that Atefu refers to the men. So that was a program we had last weekend. That was a great program. So that's the men's conference that took place when you talk about the Atefu conference. So we invite everyone to come to the program tomorrow. It's going to be a grand event. Again, you can get some vegetarian food before or after the program. Shechem Meshechem will be there personally. You can meet him as you come to get your book signed. If you have other books that he's authored and you'd like to bring those to get those signed, you can also do that. So he'll be available for that hour beforehand at 5:30, and then at 6:30 we'll start the workshop, the presentation, the lecture itself.
Awesome. Thank you so much, my brother. I certainly appreciate you and all of the work that you do with the Osiris Society, with your teaching and sharing the information that you've learned and sharing it so willfully with us. To everybody that's online, I want to say thank you. For everybody that's tuned in, thank you so much. My name is Juwanza. Share this link with other people so that they can know that, again, Shechem Shechem is coming to D.C. And he's going to be coming to your city soon, I'm sure. If you're not in the D.C. area, I know he's coming to Atlanta and he's going to different places. So prepare and definitely get this book. I mean, it is so powerful. This information is scientific and it can change your life. You will never look at stress again the same way you may have looked at. You will never look at stress the same way again. Okay, so until the next time, again, everybody, again, my next show again is this Tuesday coming up. The New Parah, Keperon. We'll be talking about Bazi astrology. You don't want to miss that show. Share the links, okay? Thank you so much. And I just want to say again, this is very important. When you see the links come across, share them. Everybody that gets those links, if everybody would share it, then you realize, because this is all about changing the world, not just changing ourselves, but as we change ourselves, we change our families, we change our communities, and ultimately we can change this world. But the word has got to get out. But when you get the link, share the link. Right. And I won't take up much more of your time. I appreciate your presence. I bow to you. Blessings. My name is Juwanza. Thank you for tuning in. It's happening.